Young today, and happy Friday, Douglas.
Happy Friday, Kim.
What's on tap today?
Well, Kim, we start off in Japan.
All right, let's go.
Yes, thank you. Four runners who have gone under the elite benchmark of 1 hour, including the defending champion, Martin Mutati, will be on the start line of the 69th edition of the Kagawa Maragami Half Marathon and IAAF Silver Label Road Race on Sunday. Mutati won last year's race within 1 hour, 11 seconds, the Kenya's fastest half marathon since 2011, when he recorded his personal best of 58.56 at the Great North Run in the north of England. However, the fastest half marathon runner in the quality field is Bernard Koech, who recorded 58.41 in the 2013 San Diego half marathon. However, the San Diego is downhill and point-to-point in nature, so his fastest half marathon on a standard course is 59.10 at the 2012 Little Half Marathon. Koech has run a total of 5 half marathons under 60 minutes. The other sub-60 men are Eritrea's Samuel Segai and Tanzania's Fabiano Joseph. Segai recorded his best when he finished second with 59.21 at the 2014 IAAF World Half Marathon Championships. Joseph, the 2005 World Half Marathon Champion, recorded his best of 59.56 back then and may not be in the same form as the others. Other contenders will be a contingent of Kenyans living in Japan, Paul Kuria, Edward Waweru, Jacob Wanjuki, Benjamin Gandu, and Enoch Omamba. The battle for the top Japanese runner is likely to be between Masato Kokuchi, Keita Shitara, his twin brother Yuta Shitara, and Akinobi Murasawa.
On Africa News Tonight, we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC on the following shortwave frequencies: 6080 kilohertz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kilohertz, 19.2 meter band. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com.
Now let's join Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa, for more sports news, starting with the Africa Cup of Nations.
Guinea has advanced to the Nations Cup quarterfinals at the expense of Mali following the random draws conducted at the Hilton Hotel in Malabo on Thursday. Guinea and Mali tied in second place at the end of their Group D preliminaries. The tournament organizing committee then followed Article 74 of the Orange Africa Cup of Nations regulations to determine who advances and who goes home. At the draws of the lot, Mali Football Association President Boubacar Diarra drew the ball marked 3, while Guinea Sports Ministry Finance Director Amara Dabo drew the ball marked 2. Hence, Guinea progressed to the last 8. This method of settling a deadlock has previously been applied on 2 occasions. In 1972, the then Nations Cup hosts Republic of Congo advanced at the expense of Morocco, while in 1998, Algeria progressed as Ivory Coast went home. Staying in Malabo, acknowledging that this is not the best way to resolve this matter, the CAF Communications Director, Junior Binyam, told the media on Thursday that they were compelled to abide by the laid-down regulation. He says CAF will explore the possibility of an alternative system to separate teams that find themselves in such circumstances in future. On a more cheerful note, the quarterfinals gets underway with a Central Africa derby featuring the Republic of Congo playing the Democratic Republic of Congo in Bata tomorrow, Saturday. This match will give way to the showdown between Tunisia and host Equatorial Guinea. On Sunday, the spotlight returns to the capital, Malabo, where Ghana play Ivory Coast before Guinea challenge Algeria. Finally, the Confederation of African Football, CAF, and the United Against Malaria campaign have renewed their partnership, CAF revealed in Bata. They continue work on spreading messages aimed at life-saving malaria prevention and treatment. Mali's Seydou Keita, Ghana's Andre Ayew, Cameroon's Nicolas Nkulu, and Ivory Coast's Gervinho are prominent players romped in to lead the campaign.
Thanks, Mark. That was Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
African Music Mix.
Are you wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African Music Mix on the Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. From the north to the south and from the east to the west, the African Music Mix plays only the best. Tune in from 0 to 300 hours UTC and from 11 to 1300 hours UTC every single day on the Voice of America.
This is the Sunny Side of Sports, and we're coming to you live from Washington. Ethiopians dominated both the men and women events at the recent Standard Chartered Dubai Marathon. The energetic Andy Edwards was there and caught up with longtime Ethiopian star and legendary Haile Gebrselassie. Here is Andy Edwards.
We're in conversation with one of the great ones of track and field, Haile Gebrselassie. We're in Dubai, and Haile has shown one of his many skills, that is as a co-commentator on TV, but we've been celebrating a tremendous running from the Ethiopians. Leminu Behanu Haile, not a very well-known Ethiopian, must be said, has broken through to win the men's title, and Aselefek Mergi has come back from having a baby to win her third Dubai title, and Haile has watched them both. Let's take the men. Your namesake, Haile, Behanu Haile. Tremendous run from him to beat Lelisa De Sisser, who's really experienced, isn't it?
Yes, it is. What I was expecting, you know, around the 35, 37K, I thought, you know, just Lelisa is going to win, you know, the race. But what you see, you know, just from Haile, he was very strong. He looks very relaxed. And the kilometer 40, what I said, you know, this guy, you know, is going to win. Because, you know, just first, you know, just when you run a marathon here in Dubai, you don't need to be, you know, experienced athlete. Mostly, you know, just who won the race, who ran, you know, first marathon. Same thing what happened today. But the only thing, you know, just when we come to the tactic, you know, it was a bit tactic, you know. It's a very tactic race, you know, just especially the last 3-4 kilometers.
They finished okay outside the men's course record, but it was wonderful racing, wasn't it? I mean, for me, both this and the women's racing marathon, we saw runners giving everything, and it's the peak of athletics.
Exactly, especially when you run a marathon, nothing left, you know, just in your body. It's normal. Well, one thing what you don't complain at the end of the marathon, because of you run the marathon. It's a marathon. It's 42K. And if you ask everyone who finished the marathon, what is your regret? Nothing. Because of a marathon.
Let's come to the women's race. I mean, for a long time, we had an Ethiopian-born runner running for Bahrain, Tifis Tufa, out there in front. She'd won Shanghai last November. She ran 2:21 there. But she was running 2:19 pace and leading a really good field by 2 minutes. Did she go out too soon?
Exactly. Her mistake was, you know, just to start very soon, very early. Shouldn't be like that. She should stay, you know, with the group. Well, finally she paid the price. And you see that, I mean, especially at the last part, you know, it's getting warmer. That's, you know, just hard, you know, just to push alone. You need somebody to assist. If you look, you know, just a group of women who running behind her, they were, you know, doing a right job with the pacemaker.
A fine win, though, and a third in Dubai for Aselefek Mergi after having had a baby. She's a really quality athlete, isn't she?
Yes, she is. Today, I was, you know, just scaring a lot, you know, just during the race, because Chirino, she's a very fast runner. She ran, you know, good for half marathon, and but Merga, she used her experience. She knows, you know, just the Dubai course, and she's also a very, very strong fighter. And plus, you know, she ran in front of her husband, her little baby. just only, you know, just a year and something, and a year and a half. It's wonderful. And plus, you know, they are both, you know, the husband and wife, they are my friends, and I'm so happy. I'm so excited, you know.
It certainly was a family celebration. And also worth noting, Gladys Chirono of Kenya, she's a world half marathon champion, but this was her debut marathon. She finished second. She almost beat Mergia. She's one to watch, isn't she?
Exactly. Watch her, you know, just the next marathon. You know, she's strong. I mean, I don't expect, you know, just the first marathon to run such. Almost she won. Almost she won the race. Don't underestimate, you know, just about this athlete. You know, the only thing was she made the experience.
One more question, Haile. You're looking as fit as ever. You're clearly a very busy man, the way you're in demand here in Dubai. Are you, I mean, if we say Haile Gebrselassie now, businessman, runner, is that the way to term you?
I'm doing a lot here in Dubai, you know, just things what I have done, you know, just since they start the marathon is a lot. But, you know, I wish, you know, just to run a marathon. Of course, now I'm switched to a business, and I'm doing a lot, you know, just in my business, over 1,600 people to work in the company. And, you know, I'm doing a farm, school, hotels, fitness center, cinema, a lot, and selling cars. Many small things make, you know, big business.
But do you still reserve some time to run each day?
Of course, every day, early morning, 5:30, I am in training.
That's the way we all should live our lives. Haile Gebrselassie, thank you very much for talking to us. Thanks very much, Haile.
Thank you.
Andy Edwards, thanks a lot. That's the energetic Andy Edwards reporting from Dubai. In tennis, top seed Novak Djokovic beat defending champion Stan Wawrinka in another dramatic five-set contest to reach the Australian Open final. The Serb won 7-6, 3-6, 6-4, 4-6, 6-0. The third year running, they have played five sets at Melbourne Park.